Cheers!
Cheers! Well, it's that time again. I'm Annie.
And I'm Susan.
And this is
Two Friends, One Chat.
Oh.
Ooh.
We both were like high tea time on that. Oh, Two Friends, One Chat. Okay. Mm. I'm actually very excited about today. I think I say that every time.
Because we are time to share whatever it is that we're going to talk about.
I know. And I hope it doesn't get old. It is what it is. My heart is, I feel a lot of feelings just as a human. Yeah.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Might not all admit it, but we do.
That's a great, yeah. Okay, Susan.
Yes.
Did you know that before doing an activity, your perceived outcome of that activity will dictate the outcome?
What?
Yeah.
It will actually dictate it?
Yeah. So here's a great example. They talk to a bunch of moms and ask them their satisfaction around being a mom.
Oh.
And this may surprise you, but those who rated it as a high satisfaction wanted to be a mom.
Oh, okay, okay.
So the desire to want to do something dictates your satisfaction. Not in everything, of course.
Oh, sure.
But there
are
multiple studies. So one might say that your perspective can change outcomes.
That's very powerful.
Very powerful.
This is one of those, like, kind of mind-blown moments, right?
Yep.
Like, to think that you and I and we, you know, all of us have that ability to have that power around
outcomes.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Okay, it is wild because,
yes,
you know, I know this is not necessarily an argument for, like, mind power manipulating and changing.
Oh, exactly.
You know, this
isn't,
but it is kind of X-Men level shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be able to walk into an activity and already have an idea of the outcome.
Yeah.
And then to encourage that outcome just by having an idea about that outcome.
Whoa.
Is kind of X-Men level, you know? And by X-Men, of course, I mean the amazing Marvel series. You know what I'm talking about? Is it Marvel?
Yes.
It is. No.
I don't know enough to know.
I don't either.
That.
Yeah.
I do.
But you guys know what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm nerdy
but
in
like
different ways.
But like you're saying, you're not mind controlling.
Nope.
The situation.
Yeah.
Right. It's not that at all. But, oh my gosh, this is, do you know what, thinking about this just makes me feel like, again, kind of like we've been talking about, like, I have the power.
Yes.
Things
yes,
don't
do.
Just have to happen to me.
That's right. That's right.
I have the power to influence.
Yes.
What's going to happen.
Yes.
Whoa.
That is a huge level of responsibility.
Whoa.
And yes.
That's crazy, Annie.
It does feel a little bit ridiculous.
Yes.
And like you have a superpower, but one I would argue everyone has.
So question for you. Is this something that, is this like a flip of a switch? Or is this something you work on?
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean? Do we work on having the right perspective when we're going into situations?
Yes. Okay. I think it's both.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
So here are some tools and guidances to get you to that point, because I believe there's a couple things about perspective.
Okay.
The first one is if you are seeing a lot of negative outcomes, like your perspectives on things are, this isn't going to work, I really can't stand this person. I, you know, like those kind of pieces. That's what you're going to see and take out of that experience. So
right.
If we're starting at that level, it isn't like a switch you can just turn on and off.
Okay.
But there are tools and ways to help guide you, like framing in your mind before the event. What if something really good came out of this meeting?
Yeah. Oh.
What if, and
we barely touched on this sort of idea before. What if this meeting went well?
What if it went really well?
Yeah.
What if in this meeting we made connections that helped us find a solution for X, Y, and Z?
Right.
You know? And these are hard because I know I recognize that we are talking in a very metaphorical concept. You know, we're saying a lot of X, Y, and Z and, you know, things like that. But it is that understanding that perspective really, truly is everything.
Okay.
And the more I grow as an adult, the more I see that in practice, in life satisfaction with my peers.
Yeah.
And, you know, you start to see how everyone can attend the same event.
And it's so different.
Yes.
Everyone's going to experience it differently and take different things out of that event.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Especially in what I'm considering, or I am, you know, my position is a co-creation process. Mm. So, like, there are co-creators of a tool that we're building in our agency. And co-creation as a process is exceptionally difficult. Because you're going to have, like, not just differences of opinion, but, like, you're not even sure you're talking about the same thing the other person's talking about. It's like,
this
it's
is like
crazy.
A high-stakes group project. I remember when you were in high school, and it was a group project, and you're like, God. Or at least I was. I was like, God, no.
I'm guessing that you in high school just did the whole project.
Yeah.
Yeah, that totally and, checks out.
You know, half the time to the fault of other people for not doing their job.
Sure, sure.
And the other half for me for not believing people could do their job.
Just you're like, sure, you can do it, but I'm going to do
I'm
it
gonna
like way better.
I'm
going to
go ahead and just take care of it, and then you guys can let me know what you think.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. And by let me know what you think, you will be quiet and say it's great.
I did not say
no,
that.
No, I know,
but
I know. That's a subtext, you know?
Yes. But yeah, I can only imagine, like, as adults in these professions, these sort of co-creations that you're doing must be so difficult.
It is. I will say it's definitely not like in college, because in college when I did group projects, I also just did them for the group because I was like, I want it done and I want it cohesive.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of cool because at this level, that's not an option, right? You can't just go rogue and make it whatever.
Yeah.
Mostly because what we're doing has to do with co-design, and also mostly that's not healthy, by the way. I recognize that in myself. Yeah. That was young Annie. Nobody likes that. But it is really powerful, but I'm finding, I guess I should say, and I'm finding that my perspective of having a very solution-focused, team-oriented lens means I walk away from meetings feeling great because, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, we sat through the hard stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We all used our tools to communicate well what we were trying to, you know.
Yes.
And the same person can sit in that meeting and be like, wow, that was a really hard meeting. And,
sure.
I mean, both perspectives are 100% true.
Yes.
Like, and.
But if your perspective of the meeting is, this is going to suck, it's going to be hard, we're not going to get anywhere because we never do.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
I promise you, yes.
Even though the exact same thing happened in the meeting, if your intention is, we're going to get somewhere today.
Yeah.
People are going to bring their best.
Yep.
It's just so weird to think about, but it's so true.
And it's wild how what you perceive in a meeting will change the outcomes of that meeting.
Of course.
And we can take it out of a meeting context,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Let's say just like your day.
Let's go back to real life. Here we go.
You wake up. Sometimes when I'm having anxiety, I will tell myself, it's like I trick myself. This is no joke. And I will say, something really magical might happen today. Instead of like, everyone's gonna die. Because it's a similar body feeling.
Right.
And I'll just be like, no, you know what that energy is telling me? something really amazing might happen today.
Ooh.
And, like, I can't wait to find it. And it's my job to find that amazing thing in the day.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I gotta tell you guys, I have goosebumps. This has changed me. And for anyone who hasn't listened to my Core Wounds episode, I'm very open and honest about my medication journey too.
Yes. Yeah, I'm
very grateful to have experienced. I needed that. I think it was about 3 years to get my brain to a space where it could use the tools it knew existed.
Yes.
But couldn't access them. So if you're hearing this and you're like, that's bananas, first of all, I want to honor that. I would have listened to that through the exact same lens.
Right?
You know, like, yeah, no. Yeah. And it may be worth investigating that, because I needed to do quite a bit of not like technical pre-work. I had done the technical work. I knew
right,
the tools.
Right.
But my brain couldn't make them work because it was so off balance.
Wow.
So take that with like a little, as we're talking about perspective, you may have bigger roadblocks than just needing to
right.
trick your body in the morning that something magical is
right.
going to happen. Right.
Right.
So yeah, I just setting that stage in perspective.
But I think we can all also start there. Do you know what I mean? We can
yes.
all
Ooh,
also
yeah.
start with these smaller, less consequential perspectives.
Oh, I like that. Yep.
To help. Cause to me, it all comes back from something I learned in therapy. When you're like trying to change,
yeah.
you've got to put these new kind of experiences. My therapist at that time thought of it as like a bank account.
Oh, I
like
love that.
She's like, you are so negative in your, not like a negative person, but your bank account is so withdrawn
oh.
with the negative experiences. You have to put some positives in there.
I love that.
So like, and so if you have this big thing and that feels too hard, try putting some smaller positive things in.
I love that.
Some littler perspective things to get your bank account kind of rolling.
Mm. I love that. And just like investments, what you invest in will grow.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so true.
I, you know, they weren't wrong. And I really do sort of hate most phrases. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
especially when you're at work and people are using phrases that I don't know them. And I feel very uncomfortable, but I'll do it. I'm like,
yeah.
I have no idea what you mean by...
What does that mean?
Yeah. Tell me what you're trying to say, because I'm not catching it, which is why I'm an over-communicator, but the phrase stop and smell the roses
yeah,
is really kind of powerful, because it is finding those little bits of, I would say, almost like magic in your day and really
yeah.
seeking that out and, you know, just mental noting that is a positive experience, you
this
know?
This kind of feels almost like the other side of like a gratitude journal.
Oh.
Right? So I
yeah.
think a lot of people do gratitude journals like at the end of the day, and they find all these
oh.
things they were grateful for,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
This is almost the other side, where like you're going to set this intention of your perspective of your day or event or thing or piece of pie you're about to eat, whatever it
yeah.
is, right? You're going to set that intention ahead of time. That this is going to
yeah.
be a good or positive or worthwhile experience.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then you can also be grateful for it later. I mean, do
yeah.
both. Do
yeah,
both.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't do gratitude journals if that's your jam.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is even trying to, like, hit it ahead of time.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
It's like playing Where's Waldo with positivity and good outcomes.
Okay.
And so you wake up and you're like, I'm going to find those things.
Yeah.
Like, which is exceptionally helpful, because when you focus on the negative, the hard outcomes, that really kind of hashtag throwback to our episode where we talk about it really like feeling like tunnel vision when
yeah.
we were talking about hypervigilance, you will struggle to see other things except that negative piece.
Okay.
Like, it really will...
Well, and
yeah.
so I'm even thinking, like, small things. I'm thinking, okay, I wake up in the morning, and instead of putting on an outfit and looking at it to see if it works,
yeah.
I go in with the intention and perspective. When I go into my closet,
yeah.
this is going to be a good one.
Oh, I'm going to crush
this
it.
This combo is going to...
Crush it. Yeah.
Because I would assume then your brain, once you do put that on and go look in the mirror, is like, mm-hmm.
Damn, girl.
Damn. Instead of going in with no intention, or I think when left to our own devices, our brain is just going to go negative, right? We're going to prepare for the worst.
Mm-hmm.
So going in with nothing, quote unquote nothing, you're going to look for what doesn't work in that outfit, because that's what our brains do when left to their own devices, right?
Yes.
So if I, before I even go in my closet, I open it up and I'm like, okay, this, I haven't put it on yet, but my perspective is that this is going to crush it. It's more likely that it is.
You're 1,000% right. And you've brought up a really, really important point. Your perspective on yourself.
Yes.
On who you are as a person.
Yes.
Will also affect your ability to have a positive perspective about the outcomes external to yourself.
Exactly.
As well. So we do, I mean, I don't think we've done a whole podcast on self-love.
Ooh.
But so much of being able to access the tool of perspective in general, you have to be aware of what your perspective is of yourself.
For you too.
And if your self-perspective is negative, it's going to be a lot harder. And it's kind of chicken or the egg. I don't know if you need to get your perspective of yourself, you know, positive for you to be able to externalize or use the external ones to motivate, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of that circular.
Chicken or the egg.
Chicken or the egg. And I think just try it. Whatever works for you, you know, go nuts. But that intrinsic view of your value will affect how you are able to value others and even just circumstances, which is extra hard if you're a lady.
You got to turn that perspective inwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I'm not saying like everyone loves everything about themselves.
No.
But it is okay to love yourself and to be proud of the things that you've accomplished. Yes. Hashtag throwback to, what did we say? The episode where we talked about celebrating the wins.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Celebrating the wins.
Yeah.
Memorializing the wins, I think is what we called it. But yes, celebrating the positives.
Yeah.
But also about yourself and thinking the best. Start by thinking the best of yourself.
Yeah.
Why? I don't understand why we don't already do that. Well, some people do. Some people do.
Yeah.
Some people think they are just...
I mean, I kind of know why we don't, because core wounds. So, you know, just listen to those episodes. It'll help. Yeah. We got there, honestly. And it's not our fault, but it is our responsibility.
Yeah.
So we have to look at tips and tools to build our perspective.
To do that, yes.
Yeah. And I do think the easiest way to do that is to memorialize and celebrate those wins.
Yep. Add to that bank, like we were talking about. Yes. Okay.
Yep.
It all is coming together.
And perspective is, I will say, it's a rather nebulous tool, right? It's kind of like overarching concept and a big deal. But I think one of the ways, if you want to take this idea and maybe test it out, would be ask yourself, what is your perspective on yourself? And then do exactly what you had suggested. Try little perspective tests.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Little ones where you're testing. Maybe you have to hang out with family that's hard to hang out with. Right? And it's, you know, sometimes it's benign, but it could get really shitty. Right?
Yeah.
Which is, I think most of us have some level of identification on that, you know?
Yeah.
Try walking into it thinking, you know what? This is going to be a really good visit, but throw those boundaries down
first. Right.
There's a lot of connection here, but try to walk into small but meaningful, trying of perspective.
Yeah.
I think work meetings are like the easiest place to try it because, you know, there's usually not a huge layer of complexity.
And I would even assume... Not even a meeting. It could be stuff that really is not based on other people at all.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Right? And if you just have a report to finish or a note to write or you got to go restock those shelves, we're going to crush it today, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to stock them so good.
Yeah.
They're going to look beautiful.
Yeah. I love that.
Even if it's not in relation to another person.
I think that's
still
a great...
can set that perspective.
Yes.
Of I'm gonna do a good job today.
Yep. You're gonna crush it.
I need to start doing like a mantra like that. Just like on my way to work.
Oh man.
I'm gonna crush it today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something really great might happen today at work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can feel it. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I can really feel it, but I'm going to tell
myself.
I'm going
to tell myself I am.
I can feel it now. Feel it. I guess I'm feeling something. Woo! I don't know. But there is a level, and, you know, existentially, and, you know, I love paranormal stuff, and, you know,
yeah.
I do truly think there's so much we don't understand about the mind.
Oh, of course.
And our bodies do emit energy.
Yes.
And I think there is, oh, man, you know what I really wish? I wish I had the gift where people can, like, literally see an aura on a person.
Yes.
That'd be so cool.
How cool
I don't have
would
that
be?
I have
oh.
nothing close to that, but it is
You're
what
right,
it
I
is.
Want that.
So bad. I think it would be so cool. Like,
yes.
I've heard people describe it, and it's just like, I'm like, oh, my God, that's so amazing. But, like, I think sometimes I would guess, and I'm not sure if this is true, but your ability to shape those perspectives, I think, emits some kind of aura or, you know, positivity.
No,
like, you really do get what you
yes,
put out.
Yes,
yeah.
It puts a certain energy out
yes.
there.
Yeah. Yeah.
For it has to. How could it not?
Yeah.
How could it not?
And people mirror that, right? We know that people mirror actions and they'll pick up on your positivity. I mean, positivity and hope. We're going to do an episode on hope science. It's technically contagious.
Yeah.
Right? Like... So
mirror neurons, they're legit.
They are completely legitimate. And that's brain science we know.
That's,
right?
That's real brain science that we actually
that's
know.
Legitimate.
Yeah.
So I think when we start to, I love the idea of starting small with those little perspective things, getting those positive bank account deposits and really building on that. And then if you need to, like if it's not affecting your view on yourself, if you have a very negative view, get a therapist and make a plan because you deserve to feel good about yourself.
Oh, you so do.
Yes. And it will affect those around you. You won't want it to. But if you think ill of yourself, it's kind of like one of those, you know, the pot's going to boil over in ways we don't want it to. It will affect those around you.
Yeah. One, I think it's kind of like that self-fulfilling prophecy term, right?
Yes.
Negative or positive.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Oh, man. So true. Can you give an example of a self-fulfilling prophecy?
What? I mean, really, now that I'm thinking about it, it is the exact same thing as what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I think we just use self-fulfilling prophecy in the negative, right?
Agreed.
When someone says that to you, or to me in the past, it's been because I'm being very negative about a situation or bad on myself. And they're like, well, how can any other thing happen than what you're worried about or being negative about? Because that's what you're putting out there. Like if we go back to the dating, like we talked about in past episodes, right? If I'm going into a date thinking this is going to suck, you know, we're not going to have anything in common, the food's gonna stink, I don't look good, that date doesn't stand a chance.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Because all I'm doing is throwing all this negative energy at it. Like, how could it ever stand a chance?
Yeah.
So, of course, then the self-fulfilling prophecy piece is that it's a shitty date, right? So now I've like, rewarded myself by, like, seeing, I was right.
Yep.
I knew it. I knew this was gonna suck. Yeah. I shouldn't date. I suck. Everything sucks, right? And it just snowballs and it just keeps going.
Yeah.
So imagine going the other way.
Yeah.
And like just snowballing amazing, wonderful, positive energy.
Seriously.
Wow, I'm so excited.
I think this was such a helpful tool. And again, I couldn't access it right away. I needed time and work.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, I even think of things as little as, you know, I used to struggle with, am I a failure? You know, a lot of things like that. And then once I really started to work on myself and do that work, and I think of things like this podcast, right? Like this is something where I was like, dude, I really want to do, like, you know, I want to like make this like really positive thing. And what it's like kind of snowballed into is such a amazing positive force.
Yeah.
Just because instead of thinking I was a failure, I was like, hey, I think you and I can like
Hey, do we this. Have like this skill set that we, is yeah. like good, and we could do a thing.
Yeah, and let's and just help like people. See what happens.
Yeah.
And now it's really snowballed into something quite beautiful,
look
you know?
At you.
And it's really neat. And so I can see so much how my life has changed.
Yeah.
In understanding these perspectives and really challenging myself, instead of when I get those surges of energy of thinking like something really bad is going to happen, because I know I've experienced bad. I'm aware that the bad things can happen.
Yeah.
But also, what if this energy was actually just something really great was going to happen?
So use it for good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that has really helped me, because I am a very energetic person, and I just, you know, so
yeah.
That part of me just won't stop.
And I would venture to guess, tell me what you think.
Yeah.
Regardless of negative or positive.
Yeah.
This energy that is perspective is, I think it's equal no matter which way you're going to go with it, right?
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Energy and perspective is.
Yes.
It is what it is.
Yes.
It's sitting there. Which way are you going to take it?
Exactly.
So it's not like it's more work. I think it's new to try on positive, right? But I don't think it technically is any more energy.
Yes.
Than going the route you've always gone with the negative. It's still the same amount of energy.
I love that.
Right. Don't
yes.
you think?
Yes.
Do you agree?
1,000%
okay.
I agree. Yes. Interesting. I will say, if you have struggled with positive perspective, probably because I'm guessing it's like you didn't have healthy things modeled for you as
sure.
a kid, right?
Yeah.
You know? It may feel like you're doing more energy to get out and start those new patterns.
Okay.
Of like positive perspective. It will feel unnatural. It will feel.
Yes.
Honestly, it will feel stupid. Like when you're like first training your brain to find the good stuff about people, it will feel fake and it will feel stupid.
Yeah.
But once you start those patterns of really like, and this, oh man, if you have someone in your life that you have to, like you're exposed to a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And your perspective is they're irritating, like everything they do then will annoy you.
Yeah,
right?
It
like,
will be that self-fulfilling
yes,
prophecy.
Yes, just a circle going down. Now, listening to this podcast doesn't mean you'll be able to see that person and instantly not find them irritating.
No, sure.
Because you've spent a lot of time delegating all the reasons that they're irritating.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to start finding those strengths. And it's going to take a while, and it's going
to
feel
shitty. To unspiral.
To
I mean, you
get
still
got
to work
out.
Your way back out.
Boop,
you don't
boop,
just
boop.
Jump out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's pretty wild, because I used to be that person that got really irritated by other people.
Yeah.
And now, which is why my social circle was so little, because I had like 3 people I liked hanging out with. But now
everyone else is stupid.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, young in my 20s, I was like, I can do this all by myself. I've got my 2 best friends and everything's
anybody.
Great. Yeah. Well, it turns out that was not true. I
what?
Really did need people. And you do too, if you're listening to this.
People
you
need
do too.
People.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But I will say, when you learn to see the strengths in people, because everybody's irritating, even I'm irritating.
Yeah,
you know what
sure.
I mean? Like. That's just a part of life.
Yeah, we all are at some point someone going to be irritating. Yeah.
You can find their strengths and then leverage their strengths.
Yeah.
It's like a very, it's a big deal. Like, so again, start where you are. Know it's a bit more energy to pull yourself out if you really, you know, and a perspective on a person's not going to change in a day.
Yeah.
Give
it's
yourself
gonna
time.
It's going to take time.
Give
yeah,
yourself
yeah, yeah.
lots of time.
Yeah.
And
your perspective on you is not going to change immediately either, right?
Nah,
I mean,
think
it's going to take
one.
Some practice.
Yeah. That's definitely the hardest one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But worth the journey. I would say that's the one, if you have a really negative perspective on yourself in any aspect, talk to a professional. That's a big deal.
I think this truly is one of those practice makes perfect situations. You have to just keep trying this over and over and over and over and over and over and over again until it feels normal to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what's really funny about this is an observation of being a sex assigned at birth female. I can work as hard as I can to have a positive perspective, but when my PMS for 2 days, it is literally impossible to like.
Yeah.
And I am a very internal processor, right?
Yeah.
Like, and so I recognize that these thoughts I'm thinking are completely irrational, mean, a lot of the time. She's right. fucking mean. And I'm grateful that I have the impulse control where I don't say them out loud.
Of course not.
And then, of course, like, the brain relief comes, like, and then you start your period. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no, that's just a chemical. Yeah, that's a chemical thing. I can't.
Just chemicals and hormones doing their thing.
So it's important to take that into account, too. Like, so there's an element where if you have these tools, you're trying, they're not working, it may be a medical thing. Yes. So keep that in mind. Oh,
so true. Yeah. So true.
So really explore avenues because, again, I wish this was a switch that you could just turn on and off.
Yeah.
But it does take practice. Yeah. To make those pathways in your brain to, like, do those things. So.
And if you're, like you said, and if you're doing that and it's still not working, it might be time to look at some medical stuff. Maybe there's a hormone imbalance. Maybe there's,
that's good. Yeah.
You know, stuff going on in your brain that you don't know about or that no one's figured out yet. So.
Absolutely. So do look into that if you're, you know, you're feeling like this is impossible.
Yeah.
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 That's fair to talk to somebody about that because. Yeah. Although it could, it's gonna, again, it'll feel stupid and weird when you first start.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be impossible unless there are some medical or things we need to, look into.
Yeah, it might not happen as fast as you want it, but it should not be impossible.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yeah, 1,000% agreed. Yeah. You can tell we're social workers because, and I love being a social worker because it really is looking at the whole body.
Yes.
As like, so it isn't just, you can't, it's definitely not like a pull yourself up by your bootstraps, you know, like it is. If it isn't working, there's a reason.
Yeah.
Let's find it. I'm so grateful that you hang out with us and that I just support you wherever you are in your perspective journey.
Yeah.
And I really believe that I believe that this change is really worth it.
Yes. Yes.
And I think you're right. The energy is going to be there no matter what. So tip it on the other side and just try it out.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
You can do it.
You can do it.
I believe in you. Same. We believe in you.
Same.
So many more people believe in you than you even think.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, really, honestly.
Yeah. My perspective is that you will be able to use this tool for the good.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Putting that good energy out there into the world.
Love it. Well.
We did it.
We did it. We covered perspective.
Bam. You're welcome.
I believe we will probably come back to this topic. It is like everything connected to everything that we do.
We will definitely come back to it.
Yeah. I hope you get to find something magical in your day today.
Yes, please. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, please find something magical.
Yeah, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.